Today you find yourself at the beach. What beach is up to you? It can be here, or some other beach in the world that you know of. Or perhaps it's a beach from somewhere you want to travel to. I don't know. The beach can be real or imagined. It's your beach. Your beach has all your favorite elements. The sun is shining, and outside is that perfect temperature. You can smell the fresh sea air as you breathe in and out. The fresh sea air caresses the lining of your nose, cleanses your lungs with every out-breath. The sea air washes away those toxins. You feel invigorated and peaceful at the same time. It is possible to feel more than one feeling at the same time. Thoughts and emotions can be complex, or they can be simple. It's up to us. The beauty of simplicity, where we can just let go and take in everything around us. And if you like, dip your toes in the sea. The water is warm. The birds sing up above. As you walk along the beach, you find yourself relaxing. Relaxing with each out-breath. And you can continue to walk along the beach or sit on a chaise, whatever you prefer. Taking in all the sounds and smells, as you relax further, my voice will go with you. Let the sound of the waves nourish your being. And as you are nourished, so you will nourish others. What goes around comes around. The rhythm of life. The rhythm of the waves. Everything is connected. Now, as you listen to my voice, I would like you to close your eyes. Relax. Let go and let my voice make all the effort necessary. As you relax for the next few minutes, you will let it become a pleasure. Begin now to enjoy the feeling of being able to choose to relax, to let go, and to be able to go inside and turn the world off. As you relax for the next few minutes, you're going to learn to enjoy, gradually, effortlessly, and settle into a state of hypnotic sleep. It is an ability your mind already has inside to settle into a deep, relaxed state. Use this time as transformational change. As you drift, so comfortable now, just concentrating on the sound of my voice, you can really begin to experience that feeling of knowing that you really can take control. Utilizing now your own ability to relax, to let go. Moving inwards now into your own subconscious mind, where nothing at all concerns you, as you distance yourself from the world about you. As you continue to relax, all is tranquility and peace. Recognizing now the signs of that deeply relaxed state. Just like daydreaming, the heaviness of arms, of legs, of your entire body that seems to float now in time and space. Free floating now as you drift and leave it behind. Deeper, deeper. Just enjoying your time at the beach. And you're doing what is right for you, being here. If it's right for you, it's got to be right for you. The I you think you are today is your conditioned self. You look back now to those events of childhood and growing up which have shaped you and made you the person that you are. You take pride now in yourself as you recognize with ever-increasing clarity of thought that you can be selective in those memories that you choose to keep, to place value upon. For is it not true that everything has a value? And for you, that is the value that you attribute to it. Those things, those experiences that have no value to you, you reject now in their entirety. You cast them away as over and done with. What's the point in their resurfacing? Done and dusted. As you take greater control over your life, your emotions, things begin to happen the way you want them to happen. Your clarity of thought and your ever-increasing wisdom ensure that you have all that you need, an attitude of mind that is positive and forward-looking. And there's that spark. Choices are thoughts with intention that lead to action. Now your actions achieve maximum benefit with minimal effort. What's past is past, and the moment of power is now. As you move forward with your new attitudes, new confidence in your own ability, others around you will notice you and recognize that they can draw from you that strength that comes from the knowledge that you can be relied on to act in a positive manner that overcomes, in a calm and ordered manner. And you begin to enjoy being valued, your contribution to all situations, your opinion sought as you grow and bloom into that person you've always wanted to be, walking with a skip in your step. You have all that you need to be successful, however you define it, and you can be more relaxed and more comfortable in all situations. Positive thinking can become and is becoming habitual for you, for habits are created through repetition. The more you employ your positive attitudes and feelings, the stronger that habit can grow. Proactive and upbeat, smiling, confident. As you act positively and confidently, at peace with yourself, because you can be so proud of all you've been through, then you are seen to be positive, accomplished, confident, living your bliss. It's as easy as that. Yours is that ability to choose how you wish to see, with grace and great pride in knowing that you are no longer that person caught up in a trap of negative thinking, finding all those bad things that happened, measuring all things in the light of what might go wrong. Knowing what can go wrong gives you the knowledge which can allow the fail-safe systems to be built in, as architects do when designing structures or bridges. Working with engineers, everything known that can go wrong is evaluated and then eliminated through the application of experience gained, as you will apply your wisdom to your best advantage and highest good. Because you know, and I know that you know, you know that you know, perhaps you just forgot. And that's normal. The ebb and flow. For you, there is no failure. For you, it does not exist as you recognize that the only measure that you need is that of your own success. Each grain of success is the foundation upon which all success is built. And this success is now your way, now and in the future. As you recognize that fear is just concern that you might lose control. First, you have much control, and you choose not to lose the ability that you know is yours to make things happen your way. I can. I will. These words now become an integral part of you, part of that internal harmony and peace of spirit that is now yours as you choose to take it, and you will take it, will you not? Imagine that you're wearing a sign that tells the world, I am a unique and very special person. You always wear that sign, that badge, and you wear it with pride. Every day you become more and more aware of your assets and the qualities and beauty within you. You now place your complete trust in your own inner mind. The values and opinions that you accept are your own. You make up your own mind. You trust your own judgment. Opinions and values, relevant, informed and special. Decisions that you've been putting off are easier now because you trust yourself and your ability to make the decisions which are the right ones for you and those whom you love, whom are special to you and rely on you and your special wisdom, strength, all those qualities and capacities within you. You admire yourself, like yourself, and trust yourself so much more. Others too find it easy to like you, to respect you, to admire you, to love you. But you no longer worry or concern yourself about what others think of you. It matters only that you like and respect yourself. You are aware that you cannot please everybody, and that the only way to be successful in what you do is to trust your own judgment and please yourself. What is right for you will be right for those who are close to you. And you do what is right for you, always trusting your own judgment, having that belief in yourself. You now have the confidence to do what you want to do. Those who would have manipulated you and take advantage of you, or your easygoing nature, are now confounded, aware that with due consideration, you do what is right for you and those who are important to you. You trust your own judgment and meet your own special and legitimate needs and the needs of those who are close to you and who are special. You meet those needs. You are independent and self-sufficient, and changes are happening within you. Changes for the better. Some you'll be aware of now. Others you will not be aware of until sometime in the future. As you trust yourself more and more, your subconscious mind will cause these ideas to be made available to you. Ideas for your benefit. These ideas will be absorbed for your betterment so that you can easily overcome any problem. The seeds are sown. Step into a field of possibilities, free of past conditioning. In the field of possibilities is fun, magic, and the mystery of life. As you become aware, know and believe that whatever the mind can conceive, the mind can achieve. Whatever you believe, you can achieve. You will achieve. Every day, you are feeling more and more comfortable with yourself, and you are becoming your own best friend. Every day you love and respect yourself more, not in an egotistical way, but in a way that is positive, natural, and constructive, and can only be beneficial to you. Take a moment now to enjoy the feeling of liking yourself and being happy and content with the unique and special person that you are. Know and believe that each and every small part of your mind, your body, and your spirit is an important, wonderful, and beautiful part of nature. Spirit means your higher self, that part of you which is inspired, strong, kind, loving, and happy. All those good and special qualities that are to be admired. Those special qualities are an integral part of your unique personality and are there for you whenever you need them. If there are things that you have done in the past that you regret, now is the good time to forgive yourself. Forgive yourself now and release yourself now from the shackles of those negative elements which prevent you from moving forward. Send healing to that part of you. Now you can be that person that you want to be if there are things which others have done to you in the past. Now is the time to forgive those others. Forgive others now and release yourself right now from the past. You now live for the moment, this moment. Now you are that person that you want to be, a true friend of your own personal and wise inner advisor. That is you personified. While you drift, it is time to come back to the beach. Become aware of all the sounds and smells of the beach. And now it's time to come back to your room. Feel yourself upon your chair, becoming centered in your own body. In a moment, I will count backward from 3 to 1. And when I get to 1, you will awaken feeling blessed and at peace. 3, 2, 1.